Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi. He's the author of Personality Negotiating, Conflict Without Casualty. This is not a new book, but folks, but the ideas are evergreen. People are still using this book to understand how to become better negotiators. You can still buy it wherever books are sold. Tom, congratulations again on the longevity of this book. In this book, you talk about five collaborative negotiating tactics. Now, to a hard-nosed negotiator, the word collaborative is nowhere in their lexicon, is it?
Not really. But you want to work towards that. And so one of the things you can do is arrive at what I call the tentative deal. And so it's a deal that's good but not great. And then most people are so exhausted after reaching a negotiation deal that they just stop right there. And that's not good. So what you do is just take that extra 2 or 3 minutes and say, okay, we have a tentative deal. Let's see if we can make it better. So, you know, I know you wanted 500, but, you know, I can give you 1,000 and, you know, give you an extra 3 cents off per or 10 cents off per. Or you can sit there and say, okay, I know you needed to have these 500 next week. If we could do it over the next month, I could, I could give you a reduction in shipping.
So you're saying don't negotiate the micro before you get an agreement on the macro.
Right, and because what happens is that Max Baserman, who teaches over at Harvard Business School, he did a lot of research in this. And what he did was when two people came to a deal, he had a third party, and they would disclose everything to the third party, their bottom line, their wishes, what they ultimately wanted, everything. And what he found was, in almost every case, that third party was able to get a deal that was better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So people are leaving what we call money on the table by not taking that extra little bit. After you have that tentative deal, don't stop.
But you got to make sure you don't. You got to make sure it doesn't look like you're being conniving. You don't. It doesn't look like you're taking. You don't need to act like you're taking advantage. In other words, make sure. I think you got to make sure that when you make a deal on the macro and you start talking about the micro, that you don't bring the macro back into play. See what I mean?
Don't get
greedy, I guess is what I'm saying. When you do what you're saying and you start saying, yeah, okay, I know we said a week, but could we move that to a month? Don't get greedy with that.
Right, but you don't want to change the basic framework.
Right.
But after the deal's reached, kind of the walls have come down. And psychologically, people are much less defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that basic deal that you can always go back to. But you can sit there and say, huh, you know, I think that there's still improvements we can make in this. So let's take a look at this. And then what you're going to find is in most cases, you can have a deal that's better for everybody, not just for you.
So what's another collaborative tactic?
Oh, another one is what I call this, let's go to the zoo later. And this happened many years ago when my daughter said, let's go to the zoo. And I didn't have time, so I said, yes, we can go to the zoo later. Now, what does that mean? Did I say yes? Well, not really. Did I say no? Not really. If we had never been to the zoo, then I would have said no. And so what you're doing is saying, yes, we can do this. We can just do it later. And it's a variation on the theme of trying to improve the deal, is that time is a huge asset in negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that you can usually negotiate time to your benefit. So let's say that most small businesses, and I talked about this in The Successful Entrepreneur, is that most small businesses are seasonal to one extent or the other. And so if somebody offers a deal and they don't care about delivery time, you can sit there and say, well, I know this is my slow time, why don't we sit there and do it then, and that works out better for me, And if it works out better for you, then that's great. And so it's a variation of the theme of using time as a negotiation tool, mm-hmm. which most people don't even realize or don't even care. And this is where relationships come in, something we had talked about before. If you have a history of going to bat for your customer, that if you say, hey, can we do this in January because January is real slow for me, they're going to say, sure, that's not a problem because I don't really care when it happens.
Well, and that's another, and see, that's another thing. That's another thing. Sometimes we, things that are really important to us, we try to negotiate for those things. And when we do that, some things that are really important to us, maybe we don't need to tip our hand about that yet. Maybe we need to make sure that it's important or not important to them before we tip our hand, and then try to get that thrown in later. Because sometimes if I'm negotiating with somebody and I see that they're really anxious about one thing and I don't care about it, I use it to my advantage.
Sure. There's a part of negotiation that's a science and a part that's an art. And essentially, you're at the poker table. You don't want to give away too much, but you also don't want to give away too little. And that's where experience comes in, and you find that good balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't give away anything, you're going to be looked at as someone who's playing a game, and people just shy away from
that. That's right. You can't do that. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, TomAnastasi.com. His book is called Personality Negotiating, Conflict Without Casualty. Check it out wherever books are sold. Thanks for being here, Tom. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Take care. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.